Go to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. You know what Daniel chapter 11 is talking about? Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, is talking about the battles that happen right after the rapture of the church. Jesus Christ takes us out of here, and then the 10-nation confederation and the 10-unit confederation comes together, probably the revived Roman Empire, probably the infrastructure of what we know today as the European Union. It's coming together faster. Folks, I just have come from Europe. That European Union is coming together faster than I could ever even believe. I believe that's the revised Roman Empire. And then out of that comes the little horn, Daniel chapter 7, which is the Antichrist. Then he confirms a peace agreement. They're talking peace, peace, peace. That's all they're talking about. Yasser Arafat meeting with all the world leaders. Ehud Barak meeting with the world leaders, coming back. They're talking peace, peace, peace. That scene is set, ready for it to all happen. After that, the nations are going to align themselves against Israel. In Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, you see there's three persons there in verse 40. And he is referring, he, his, and him is used 17 times in these verses, all referring to the Antichrist, who is going to be the individual who is going to come and try to protect the Jewish people. And at that time of the end, at that time of the end, that kind of definitely sets when it is, doesn't it? At the time of the end, shall the king of the south push at him, the him is the Antichrist, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. Then look at verse 41. And he, his, and him, always referring in these five verses to the Antichrist. And he, the Antichrist, shall enter into the glorious land, the land of Israel, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand. What are they? Even Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon. Gilead, Moab, and Edom. Gilead, the location of Ammon. And these shall escape out of his hand. The Antichrist, when he comes, every nation is attacking Israel. Out of the north, Syria. Out of the south, Egypt. They're coming at Jerusalem. Antichrist comes into the glorious Holy Land. He goes up to Syria. He defeats Syria. He comes through Jordan. He doesn't touch Jordan because of Petra. Goes into Egypt, defeats Egypt. But he sets Petra aside, doesn't harm it, because during that time, in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, the Jews will be there. So we've looked at a place of pride, a place prepared. Now let's look at a place of prophecy. Go with me quickly to Zechariah chapter 14 just for a second. Zechariah chapter 14. And let me just lay the groundwork for you with Revelation chapter 19. I know I'm going all over the Bible. I'm sorry if that bothers you. Zechariah chapter 14. And if you have that, now get Revelation chapter 19 too. You got two hands. You can work. Put your finger in each solicitation. You got 10 fingers. That'll work. We'll start in chapter 14 of Zechariah. I talked about Petra, a place of pride where the Edomites lived. Petra, a place prepared by God for the Jewish people to protect them.